I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. A nearly month-long government shutdown, a back-and-forth feud with Nancy Pelosi, not to mention a lawyer who might drop the dime on his old boss. With all of that swirling in the background, President Trump found time today to meet with a spymaster for North Korea. Kim Jong-chol is his name, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's right-hand man. At the end of today's meeting, the White House said Trump will meet the North Korean leader himself again at the end of February. Isaac Stonefish is a columnist at The Washington Post.
As far as we know, the two sides will likely meet in Vietnam. It hasn't been confirmed yet, but Vietnam seems like a safe, also communist country that is economically opened up and is much more integrated with the world than the isolated North Korea is.
We also found out today, Isaac, that Kim Jong-chol might have been carrying a letter from Kim Jong-un to Donald Trump. I mean, we've heard a lot about these letters that the two leaders have exchanged. Some comment from Trump that they've even fallen in love. It does seem all very unorthodox when you remember that the U.S. and North Korea are technically still at war.
The letters, he said it was the letters were the reason that he fell in love. And we do have at least one of those letters public. Trump tweeted it. And Kim Jong-un often refers to him as Your Excellency. And I think that buttering up certainly helps. There's also this really lovely image of Kim Jong-chol's last meeting with Trump, where Trump is grinning and carrying the letter from Kim Jong-un, which is much bigger than a bread box, much bigger than a normal letter. It's sort of an elephant-sized letter. It looks like one of those Publishers Clearinghouse checks.
Yeah, pretty extraordinary. Well, a couple of weeks ago, Trump was at a cabinet meeting, and he said, a lot of good things are happening with North Korea. And then he said this.
If another administration came in instead of this administration, namely Mike and myself and the group around this table, you'd be at war right now. You'd be having a nice, big, fat war in Asia. And it wouldn't be pleasant. And instead of that, we're getting along fine. I'm not in any rush. I don't have to rush. All I know is there's no rockets, there's no testing.
Well, this is something, Isaac Stonefish, that Trump has said numerous times, that there'd be war, a big fat war, some kind of war with North Korea if it wasn't for him. How true is that?
It's impossible to prove that a counter-narrative is false. I think it's very, very likely that Trump is wrong on everything he was saying, other than that a big fat war in Asia would be unpleasant. That is certainly true. But I think part of what Trump did was created or really brought an urgency to this crisis with North Korea and then stepped in and is trying to take credit for solving it.
And are they getting along great, North Korea and the States, Trump and Kim?
Trump and Kim are getting along famously. And I do think it's a positive step that North Korea is not testing its weapons. It's not being as outwardly threatening as it used to be. But we still have these really fundamental issues between what the U.S. wants from North Korea and what North Korea wants that don't seem like they're going to be getting solved.
Yeah. So the White House is still talking about denuclearizing North Korea. How's that going since the first Trump-Kim summit last summer in Singapore?
I think it's fair to say that North Korea will almost certainly not denuclearize, and the United States will almost certainly not drop its requirement that North Korea denuclearize. So I think it's in some ways similar to where the U.S. and China are on trade negotiations. I think both sides, I think the U.S. and the North Koreans are going to have another agreement, and both sides are going to claim that this solved the issues that they had when it actually doesn't. It'll just be a sleight of hand.
Right. So solving kind of a crisis that was already manufactured, I guess. Does that suggest that the love, the kind of counterpoint that Trump is declaring for Kim, is the love also manufactured?
Oof. You know, I really hope not, because in a world like this, it's nice to see two people fall in love.
Really? Just throw me any bone, even if it's a rubber bone.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
Isaac Stonefish, Global Opinions columnist for The Washington Post. Thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you.